Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
We've been looking at principles from Paul's letter to the Romans. And today I'd like to share the final principle that I've included from Romans in my Life Essentials Study Bible. I've simply called it a model of encouragement. The principle reads, to live in God's will, we're to remember in a special way those who've encouraged us. Listen to Paul's greetings in the final chapter of this letter.
Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life. Not only do I thank them, but so do all the Gentile churches. Greet also the church that meets in their home. Greet my dear friend Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ from Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews and fellow prisoners. They are noteworthy in the eyes of the apostles, and they were also in Christ before me.
Well, these are just some of the individuals Paul greeted personally. As you read the chapter, you'll discover 28 specific names. And there's a mix of both Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor, men and women, marrieds and singles, leaders and followers, those in government, those who were civilians, and also those who were slaves and those who were free. I'd like to ask you to stop and think for a moment of those who have really ministered to you. When is the last time that you've encouraged them with a word of appreciation? Why not do so today? With a simple text or email or, better yet, a phone call, or maybe you can just do it face to face.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.